Report: Chicago Children's Hospital conspires with local schools to promote gender transitions for children. By Brecken F. Tease on September 2, 2022. A Chicago Children's Hospital is conspiring with local school districts to push gender transitions and gender theory on children. The Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago has partnered with local schools to create trainings, guidance policy, and other resources aimed at promoting gender theory to children, including kink, BDSM, and trans-friendly sex toys. According to documents obtained by activist Christopher Rufo, documents pushing radical gender theory, trans activism, and sexually explicit materials have been proliferated in at least four Chicago-area school districts at the middle and high school levels. Beyond Binary, Gender in Schools is one of the primary training documents for school officials, which tracks closely with the queer theory promoted by academia. White, Western society has created an oppressive gender binary, falsely dividing the world into the categories of man and woman, that has resulted in transphobia, cissexism, and systemic discrimination against racial and sexual minorities, Rufo wrote of queer theory. This training is conducted by Hadice Safi, a LGBTQ and gender inclusion training facilitator for the hospital's Patuxent Family Division of Adolescent and Young Adult Medicine. Safi uses the plural they/them pronouns and uses their sick experience as a non-binary person of color to build reference for attendees. The hospital's gender inclusion program claims to offer care for gender-expansive identifying children that is gender-affirming, such as puberty blockers. The page also offers a related news section with a singular link to an article arguing that gender-affirming care is healthcare, not child abuse. Training for teachers and administrators includes promoting the celebration of gender diversity and that staff must affirm any declaration of gender that does not match biological reality, as well as communicate a non-binary understanding of gender to children. Rufo reports that one version of the training seeks a more gender-creative world that disrupts the entrenched gender norms in Western society. The presentation also quickly begins to set the premise for hypersexualizing children starting from 18 months old. By 1824 Mo, children develop the ability to label gender, the slide says. Between 2 to 4 years, most children recognize gender differences, use gendered pronouns. By age 5 to 6 years, most children declare a gender identity of male or female, it continues. Exploring gender is a very typical part of human development. According to Rufo, at least two of the Chicago school districts were told to offer a binder exchange program, which teaches young girls how to bind their breasts in order to appear more masculine. Additional resources include a link to a website that has what appears to be a dialogue about kink and BDSM, which graphically describes the sexual fetishes. It also includes articles titled Muff Diving, Hot Sex Without a Hard On, and Butt Sex 101. The same website sells dildos, vibrators, anal toys, penis toys, gender gear, toys for kink and BDSM, and even a sticker exclaiming every hole's a goal. Another resource is a kid-friendly website for gender-affirming gear that sells artificial penis packers, trans mask pumps, breast binders, and stand-to-pee devices that appear to allow girls to act like they have a penis. In a model policy provided by the hospital to schools, tells teachers to take a gender-affirming approach to curriculums, maintain a library offering gender-affirming children's books, and allow students to use the restrooms, locker rooms, and sleep in the same rooms as students of the opposite sex. It also instructs school administrators to keep a student's gender transition secret from their families, while hiring a gender support coordinator to facilitate the transitions of children without the knowledge of their parents. Beyond the lurid nature of some of the content, these documents reveal a profoundly disturbing collusion between radical gender activists in the medical system and the public school bureaucracy, Rufo wrote in conclusion. They have laundered the promotion of queer theory, synthetic sexual identities, and child sex toys under the guise of health and education, devoting significant resources toward building what policy analyst Lior Sapir has called a school-to-clinic pipeline. The process is simple. Children learn about and adopt gender-expansive identities in schools, which then direct them to gender clinics that can provide puberty blockers, hormone therapies, surgeries, and drug regimens that often add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars in costs over time, he said. Brecken Eftees is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftees.